Now turn to part two. You will hear a radio presenter called Tom Lee describing the psychological effects of the colour red on humans and animals. For questions 7 to 15, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
Hi, this is Tom Lee, and in today's programme, I'd like to talk to you about the effects of the colour red. Imagine for a moment that you're watching something like a boxing match. Do you think that if one of the contestants wore red, it would make any difference to who won the match? You'd probably say no. But at one British university, psychologists discovered that undergraduate students who were dressed in red scored higher in martial arts events than on other occasions when the same students were dressed in blue. This is just the latest piece of research suggesting that exposure to certain colours can have a significant effect on how people think and act. People have always suspected that this might be true, but in the past this wasn't based on any solid research. However, evidence is now building on the way that the working of the mind is influenced by the colours we perceive through our eyes. The powerful influence of colour on sporting success was first discovered a few years ago, when an evolutionary anthropologist called Ella Beacham was looking for a way to find out whether colours influence human behaviour. When she realised that those competing in certain Olympic events are told to wear blue or red outfits at random, she spotted an experiment which was effectively set up for her, rather like a business investment waiting to be seized upon. When Beacham analysed the results of a series of wrestling matches, she found that the colour of the shirt influenced the outcome, with over half the bouts being won by the contestant in red. In bouts where contestants were equally matched, she found the proportion was even higher, instead of being roughly 50-50, as would have been expected. Beacham went on to claim that these differences may be accounted for to some extent by the positive inclination that the referee has towards red. She argues that this orientation is unconscious, but that it may have a measurable effect on the assessment of a contestant. She says that there is now good experimental evidence that red stimuli are perceived as dominant in such situations. Beacham was also interested in whether red exerts its influence in team games. She looked at the possibility that higher or lower visibility, as a result of wearing different colours, affected the performance of team members playing on the same side in football. For example, she thought it could be beneficial for increased accuracy in passing, but she found no such effect, so that hypothesis was rejected. Instead, most researchers now believe that red directly affects how the wearer of that colour is perceived. In the natural world, red is often used to signal dominance and aggression, and in the human world, red is now used as a warning and a prohibition for motorists in cultures around the world. One of the first scientists to explore the effect of red on animal behaviour was Nobel Prize-winning ethologist Nico Tinbergen. Around 50 years ago, Tinbergen observed that every time a red post van stationed itself on the other side of the window, the sticklebacks in his fish tank assumed a head-down position, something they would usually do only when confronting rivals. This wasn't the case with predators, who they would rather flee from. Red is also a major influence on the behaviour of primates. The most ubiquitous monkey species are mandrills, and when they are in a situation where conflict is likely, the males assume red faces and rumps as a kind of status symbol. Where there are large colour differences, the paler male usually stands down, and so this acts as a means of managing the situation. It could be that red is involved in human behaviour.
Now you will hear part two again.
Hi, this is Tom Lee, and in today's programme, I'd like to talk to you about the effects of the colour red. Imagine for a moment that you're watching something like a boxing match. Do you think that if one of the contestants wore red, it would make any difference to who won the match? You'd probably say no. But at one British university, psychologists discovered that undergraduate students who were dressed in red scored higher in martial arts events than on other occasions when the same students were dressed in blue. This is just the latest piece of research suggesting that exposure to certain colours can have a significant effect on how people think and act. People have always suspected that this might be true, but in the past this wasn't based on any solid research. However, evidence is now building on the way that the working of the mind is influenced by the colours we perceive through our eyes. The powerful influence of colour on sporting success was first discovered a few years ago when an evolutionary anthropologist called Ella Beacham was looking for a way to find out whether colours influence human behaviour. When she realised that those competing in certain Olympic events are told to wear blue or red outfits at random, she spotted an experiment which was effectively set up for her, rather like a business investment waiting to be seized upon. When Beacham analysed the results of a series of wrestling matches, she found that the colour of the shirt influenced the outcome, with over half the bouts being won by the contestant in red. In bouts where contestants were equally matched, she found the proportion was even higher, instead of being roughly 50-50, as would have been expected. Beacham went on to claim that these differences may be accounted for to some extent by the positive inclination that the referee has towards red. She argues that this orientation is unconscious, but that it may have a measurable effect on the assessment of a contestant. She says that there is now good experimental evidence that red stimuli are perceived as dominant in such situations. Beacham was also interested in whether red exerts its influence in team games. She looked at the possibility that higher or lower visibility, as a result of wearing different colours, affected the performance of team members playing on the same side in football. For example, she thought it could be beneficial for increased accuracy in passing, but she found no such effect, so that hypothesis was rejected. Instead, most researchers now believe that red directly affects how the wearer of that colour is perceived. In the natural world, red is often used to signal dominance and aggression. And in the human world, red is now used as a warning and a prohibition for motorists in cultures around the world. One of the first scientists to explore the effect of red on animal behaviour was Nobel Prize-winning ethologist Nico Tinbergen. Around 50 years ago, Tinbergen observed that every time a red post van stationed itself on the other side of the window, the sticklebacks in his fish tank assumed a head-down position, something they would usually do only when confronting rivals. This wasn't the case with predators, who they would rather flee from. Red is also a major influence on the behaviour of primates. The most ubiquitous monkey species are mandrills, and when they are in a situation where conflict is likely, the males assume red faces and rumps as a kind of status symbol. Where there are large colour differences, the paler male usually stands down, and so this acts as a means of managing the situation. It could be that red is involved in human behaviour.
That is the end of part two.